And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Right, we are right here at Sharp Facets Gallery at 9:07 in the morning. And what could be better than on a sunshiny morning to take to go outside, go for a walk, and take your dog, right?
Absolutely. Well, yeah. I'm looking at your arm. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, you know, my right arm has adjusted very well. You know, the only problem with this injury, it's also my handwriting.
Your
hand.
Writing,
yes,
right.
My dominant hand. So, yes, I had a little accident with Gracie. She was very apologetic, Karen. In fact, I've never seen Gracie get totally in my lap. But on Sunday, that dog, a Weimaraner, 80-some pounds, was sitting in my lap.
That's remorse. She knew, and you know she did not mean to do that. But it doesn't take away the fact that you suffered some injury, for
yes,
sure.
Absolutely. But, yes, Gracie is still here. Fortunately,
that was my first concern. I glanced around the room, but I remembered you kind of put her up when you have guests here.
Yes.
Okay. Phew.
Yes, Gracie is still here. Although Jeff said that Saturday afternoon, going on, it'll be 2 weeks this Saturday that Gracie was going to be up for adoption.
Ah.
And he kept telling her, get away from me, dog. Get away from me. She'd be sitting there, Dad, what did I do?
She was just being social.
Yeah, she was being social. She is very social. So what's happening? The Humane Society got a lot going on.
We do. This is a good, well, because you noted it's a beautiful sunshine day. We've had a lot of good weather. Of course, that's when we schedule a lot of events, spring and fall. So we have going on for the month of October, Adopt a Shelter Dog Month, and the fees to adopt were reduced from $85 to $75, and you still get spay or neuter of the dog, the shots, deworming, microchipping, all of the bells and whistles that we supply.
Actually, that has to be about a $250 value.
Yeah, definitely, based on the size of the animal and the type of surgery, easily.
Yeah.
Easily.
So this has been a bargain. Now, that will be coming to close the end of the month.
Correct, next week.
Next week. And how has adoptions gone?
Dog adoptions have been going very well this month, thankfully, because, well, I'm believing because of the promotion. We have had tremendous cat adoptions over the summertime, which has been the first experience we've ever had, and I attribute a good bit of that to the fact that we have these local pet store retailers in town where we can place cats up for adoption.
Oh.
So, but dogs also have been going out to a lot of breed specific rescue groups, and you had asked me about that, and there's groups stationed all over the world, for that matter, that it might be a boxer rescue group, and those people are just focused on helping boxers. They know the breed inside and out. They set up a foster home circuit, if you will, and they focus on getting home. Sometimes people will call us and say, we're looking for a Yorkie. We don't get too many Yorkies at the shelter, and we always encourage them to go to a rescue group because 9 times out of 10, the dogs they have are from shelters, too. So it's win-win as far as we can tell. So that has been a tremendous help in saving pets' lives by getting dogs going to these rescue groups, particularly up in the northern area of the country.
There are any rescue groups for Weimaraners?
I'm sure there are, Anne.
Should I threaten crazy?
Do you need to have that, like, in a break glass for emergency setup?
Exactly. But, you know, they do a lot of tremendous good work. It kind of, like, started, like, with the Greyhounds, right?
Right, yes. It's just like that. And, you know, and there are there's many groups even locally here in the area that target Greyhounds, for one. Great Danes, there's different breeds. And, you know, especially for those types of dogs that you don't see a whole lot of. And I don't see many Weimaraners ever in this area. It's wonderful to work with a rescue group who can really tell you about the breed and teach you so before you make that decision.
Sure. So and so if somebody is interested in a specific type of breed, they could call you and you could tell them if you didn't have some
right.
breed.
Right. Exactly. Exactly.
All right. Well, that's good. So we got a lot of southern dogs going north. Is that what you're saying?
Oh, yes. The northern people love our dogs. Greenwood.
Isn't that amazing? In the south, we have so many dogs, and up north, they're lacking.
Oh, and it's immediate. They generally will have a foster home set up, and then we're getting emails like, before the dog even got to the foster home, the people saw pictures of the dog and learned about the personality from us, and they want the dog, and they're adopted immediately. And we get these pictures sent back. These dogs are living so much better than me, and it's beautiful, you know, by the hearth, and it's just amazing what life they are now living.
Okay, so there'll be a reality series coming on this one, I'm sure.
There you go, from trash to treasure, uh-huh.
Redneck dogs.
That's right. And show them, yes, Tierra and all.
There you go. All right, so that's a good thing. Now, just while we're talking about dogs a lot, but what about the cats? You said this summer you had a lot of cat adoptions.
We did. Our adoption rate, the last time I measured this year versus last for the same time frame, was up about 116%.
Wow.
And that's astounding because, as you know, we've talked about it countless times, spring and summer, and even a little bit in the fall, it's just heavy, heavy kitten time. We get loaded with kittens, and we've never really had the ability nor the funds to spend what we need to medically to treat them because they get series of shots. You know, when you get a younger animal, it requires a lot more to get them healthy. And being in the shelter environment especially, it's a challenge. Well, we've sort of set up a makeshift isolation area in what was our spay-neuter clinic, so we're utilizing that building. And we've been able to have a lot of cats and kittens get adopted through Petco and PetSmart, and that has been a big boost to our efforts. And morale for the staff has gone up because we're seeing immediate progress and results.
That's terrific. Now, speaking of spay and neuter, what's happening with that now?
We still have the transport in place. It happens about every other Wednesday. Yesterday we had one. A van comes from Animal Allies in Spartanburg early in the morning. People schedule appointments with them, and they meet at our spay-neuter clinic, load up the van, head up to Spartanburg, snip, 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 send the pets back home, and they go home that night. And it's been a really good success, and we've had well over about 500 animals spayed and neutered from here going to Spartanburg. And, of course, you could always schedule your own appointment and take your pet yourself. We're trying to provide a service for
sure.
People who work during the day and just can't do it.
Sure. So they leave, like, what time in the morning?
They have to be there, I think, between 6 or 6:30 in the morning. So it's a long day for sure. But we've had nothing but great results. The animals are doing good. And what we hope to do is have it more frequently. We actually have a plan that we're mulling about trying to raise money to get our own van, and we could start taking them more frequently. And so we have all kinds of things in the work to sort of supplement the fact we don't have an operational spay and neuter clinic.
Wow. Now, what time do they get back at the end of the day?
It's between 5:30 and 6 in the afternoon.
Okay. All right. So good possibilities there. No excuse.
No, and the prices are low. I mean, it's low-cost spay and neuter, and they're not paying for the transport. There's no extra fees. We're basically the way station there, you know, the bus stop, if you will. So it couldn't be simpler.
That's great. All right. Well, we are here with Karen Petty. She is the executive director out there at the Humane Society. We are going to hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we'll be right back.
Gold, more precious than any other time in history. Do you have gold? Do you need cash? Then bring it to SFG. That's Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72, Greenwood. Telephone 229-6613. Don't forget, we buy diamonds too. Paying the highest prices for your gold and diamonds at Sharp Facets Gallery.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. We have Karen Petty. She is executive director out there at the Humane Society. And, of course, she's got a lot of good things. And, hey, you got a nice donation. I do want to say this from Bal Ballantyne, Greenwood Ballantyne, Ford, and Toyota. You know, they've started doing this every year and letting people pick which charity to to donate to if you buy a new car, and that was very successful. I think they had 9 groups, and they had about $26,600 to divide up. So you guys were one of the lucky ones.
I'll tell you what, that was a wonderful, wonderful surprise. This is the second year that we were blessed to be a part of this, and it was just a windfall. It was really, and I can't thank Bal and all the shoppers out there who selected us to be one of the groups to receive the money. It was very generous of him.
Absolutely. So that was a good thing. And, of course, you've got a lot of other good things going on. In fact, you've got your big fundraiser coming up, haven't you?
We do. It's coming up next Saturday, November the 3rd, our Heart and Soul Dog Walk. It's the fourth year, and it's such a fun event. And we look forward to it. And just looking at the pictures here on my little poster from last year and all the smiling children and people and dogs, And I know it's going to be beautiful because it always is.
Always
hope is.
So.
Yes.
Yeah.
But it's going to be it's a fundraiser, and I don't think people realize how what a successful fundraiser it is. But really, the key
is. How much did you raise last year?
It was almost $25,000.
Wow.
No, it was over $25,000. And it's because people are out there raising the money for you. So instead of me out there hitting the streets, you have 150, 200 people out asking their friends if will you donate and support me in my participation in the walk. And it's an exponential kind of result.
Now, how does this work for those that don't know how it works?
Well, people sign up. They can register the day of course, or they could go to an online site called First Giving. And they can go there and set up an online fundraising page, and you set how much you want to raise, and it keeps track for you how close you are to your goal. And essentially, and for instance, if I was walking in the walk and I was going to solicit you to donate to the Humane Society to support my participation in the benefit, I would simply say, it's a one-time donation. It's not per mile because it's just a mile walk. Some people struggle.
Well, it is per mile then.
Exactly. You're right. For 1 mile. And I would just say, would you donate? And I've had people give $500, $25, $5. And you just go out and just say, will you support me? I'm doing this to help the Humane Society.
Sure.
And it's really, really great. The kids do a wonderful job. I think they're the best fundraisers. So between children and doing it for animals, it's win-win.
Sure. Now, if they go to the Humane Society website or if they go to your Facebook page, can they get there from there?
Yeah, it's easiest to go to the website. You can't miss it. It's on the right-hand column. You click on the green button that says Participate. It has all the instructions of what to do. And if you don't want to do the First Giving online site, then you can actually print out a piece of paper and keep track of the people who donate. And you keep the money and bring it the day of the walk.
Sure.
On November 3rd. And the website is www.gwd. What is it? Humane Society. My gosh. Let's back up.
I don't care. What is your website here now?
www.gwdhumanesociety.org.
Okay.
Yes.
.org. Okay. So, and to be part of that, the day of the walk, now what actually happens out there? And, of course, that's going on at the YMCA.
Yes. Right there out. You won't be able to miss it when you drive up. It's where the pavilion is and the soccer fields. We will have registration open at 11 o'clock. So if you're actually participating or even bringing a dog, even if you didn't raise money and you're bringing a dog, we need you to register because we're going to be verifying all dogs out there do have current rabies vaccinations, of course. And you go out. We've got a craft world for kids. We've got face painting by the Lander Art Alliance. We're going to have a gift. We call it Gift Shoppy,
mm-hmm.
Ye Olde England type thing. With T-shirts and merchandise for the Humane Society, we're going to have a stage with a live performer. The Huguenots are going to be performing Americana song. The theme is Americana. So when you get there, it's very red, white, and blue. Ties in with the election.
Absolutely.
You can't miss that either. We're going to have
food. Any politicians there?
We'll
probably.
It'd be a very nice opportunity, I must say. And we're going to have demonstrations by three different groups I'm excited about. One is a lady who does positive reinforcement dog obedience training. I don't know if you want to come in with your dog, but she's going to do demonstrations, and she'll be there to answer questions.
Yeah.
So, if you'd like to know how not to do this again,
yes.
She could help you. And we'll have PAWS Wildlife Rehab, and Mac Mercedes will be there with different animals, and she's going to get up and speak and share a little bit about what she does. And, of course, we've got the Greenwood Sheriff's Department canine unit with their bloodhounds. I love those dogs. And they'll probably do like a find the suspect exercise or find the missing child and see how the dogs do, which is always a challenge when you have 150 other dogs present.
Sure.
But it's just a lot of fun, a lot of lighthearted fun, and people love to have a reason and a place to take their dogs.
Well, I was thinking about these performances. Are there going to be any dog performances?
Well, the lady is going to, no sing. I don't know, might break into song.
Yeah, I was just singing, I love you, Mom.
We could. We are having a one contest. It's called the Big Kiss Off. We did it last year, and it was such a hit. And basically, if you and Gracie were to participate,
she would win.
You would slather your face with whipped cream, and then we say go. And the dog who licks off all the whipped cream off their owner's face the quickest is the winner. And we have neat prizes.
Neat prizes.
Really neat prizes. Yes.
Such as.
Well, for that particular contest, the owner will get a camera, a digital camera.
Wow.
The dog gets a free dental with Emerald City Vet.
Wow.
So,
yeah,
so it's a winning prize. I don't know. Does the dog like their prize?
Probably not. It's all about the owner's benefit, though. And the top fundraiser is going to win a Kindle Fire that was donated by David Kratz and Associates.
Wow. How
yes.
about that?
It's a 16-meg HD, so above my technology level. So we've got a lot of opportunity, a lot of giveaways, a lot of stuff. If you participate and come, we're going to have door prizes. You will probably leave with something free.
Something free.
Yes, and we will have adoptable dogs, but they won't be necessarily free. But you could leave with an adopted dog.
Now, this dog that's on your cover, that was one that you had actually brought out here to Sharp Facets, I do believe. What was her name?
You have a good memory. I don't remember. I keep saying I'm going to go back and look it up.
It was a little girl's name, or it was like Louise or
yes,
something
it was
like
a
that.
Woman's name.
Yeah.
I agree with you. I don't know. And she went last year. She's got her Adopt Me vest on. I need to find out because now you've piqued my interest and...
Well, when she was here, a lot of people wanted her. And
very happy. You can
yes.
tell by the photograph.
Yes, exactly.
She's out for a good time.
Now, it looks to me like we have this isn't just a little face painting on the cheek here, it looks like.
No, this is good face painting.
This is stuff that'll last all day. It's too bad it wasn't before Halloween, and you could wear that as a costume,
yes.
it looks like to me.
These students from Lander, from the Art Alliance, oh, my God, they do phenomenal work. Every year it just blows my mind. It's like artwork on face,
right.
Literally.
So you've got a lot of good stuff to do. Entrance fee is a $1 donation per person.
Right.
Is that right?
And
okay.
Children 5 and under
are
free. Right.
And the walk actually starts at 12. Now, who's the grand poobah this year?
It's David Kratz.
David Kratz.
He has supplied us with the top prize long enough. It's like, doggone it, we need to make him grand marshal.
Doggone it.
God, that just came out. I didn't even put any thought into that.
Uh-huh.
Yes, David Kratz. And I also want to mention we will have food. And Yep It's Yogurt's going to set up out there and sell yogurt cups.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
So this is their big foray into the community.
Absolutely. So they've been doing their Papa John's. Looks like they're going to be there.
They supplied a lot of freebies. They won't be there, but they supplied a lot of freebies. Again, a lot of stuff's going to be given away.
All right. So you got to check that all out. And, good sponsors and... Now, do you know how much money you've raised already?
No, not really. We can go by the first giving site.
Right.
It's not as much as I would like, but I think from years past what I've learned, not everybody, for whatever reason, with all technology, is really comfortable
mm-hmm.
with making online donations with their credit cards.
Sure.
They'll buy stuff from Amazon, but when it comes to something like this, so we end up getting the majority of the funds the day of the event. People just show up.
Okay.
And turn in their money.
All right. Yeah, that would probably be convenient if you had family living outside the area and you wanted to ask them to support you.
Well, that's the intent. It makes it much easier for people who have family and friends in other parts, and they can just really easy do that. They can, of course, send a check to the person, but we try to have a lot of options for people to give.
Absolutely. All right. Well, we are here with Karen Petty. We've been talking about the Heart and Soul Dog Walk. We've got a lot more to talk about as far as this is the last few days of Adopt a Shelter Dog Month. Why is October Adopt a Dog Shelter Month?
The powers that be of animal welfare, I think it's the American Humane in this instance, they just declared it. The cat month is June, which makes sense because you're so heavy in cat population at that time. I don't really know why October. It just
seems to fit.
It fits. We always have dogs, so you could pick any month, really.
Any month,
and it would work.
But it's a deal when you are looking at adopting $75. Gosh, if you look at the whole package and go take it and put it together, probably about $250. So, any time you can adopt from the Humane Society, you're doing yourself and the animals that you adopt right there. And, you just can't walk in and say, I want this dog either, can you? You have to go through a process.
Well, it is called Meet Your Match. ASPCA came up with that. And you want to make sure you're getting a dog that fits your lifestyle and is not going to be making you fall.
or that
something.
That was an accident.
Like
that was an accident.
I'm teasing. You know I love Gracie.
Yeah.
Yeah, we want to make sure. A lot of people can get disillusioned if they're set on a certain breed, and it's like, well, do you understand that this breed behaves this way and has these needs, and you can't leave it alone all day. It's going to eat your couch. So we definitely talk through what their expectations are, what kind of activity level their home has, and things like that. And, you know, joked about it being almost a dating service. Why would you want to introduce a living creature in your home that could do some damage?
Right.
Right?
Right.
And it's going to and a stress to your life than an enhancement. So we work through, and we have had people be very surprised with who they picked, and it was the perfect match.
That's right. So, and of course, even if you have another dog at home, you can even bring that dog out to see if you're...
We ask that happens, actually, because we have had, not that many, but we have had enough of... It was a no-go.
No-go. That's
yeah,
right.
The other dogs, a no-go.
No, I do not want anybody else in my space. That is it.
Exactly.
Particularly you, dog.
Right.
Hey, I'm Ann Eller here with Karen Petty this morning. We're up for South Carolina news and a word from our sponsors. Don't you go away.
This is Philip Biffle, your Greenwood Edward Jones Financial Advisor. Do you have a recovery plan for your investments? If not, there are several reasons we think you should. While interest rates are very low, certain income strategies and investments could help increase your investment income. Also, many investment portfolios are out of balance at a time when proper investment diversification may be most critical. You also may want to review your portfolio to consider replacing lower quality investments with higher quality investments that may be at protracted prices. No one can control what the market will do next. You can, however, take advantage of investment opportunities that exist today. At the same time, it is important to be well positioned for whatever the market does tomorrow. Please call me, Philip Biffle, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Please call me, Philip Biffle, at 229-0444, or stop by my office today to develop your personalized recovery plan investment strategy. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here. Oh, that's right. We're right back here at Sharp Facets, just trying to get all this opening stuff that needs to get done here in the morning. Got Karen right here with us, Karen Petty. We've been talking about the Heart and Soul Dog Walk. That'll be going on the fourth annual. God, it's hard to believe this is the fourth year.
I know. I agree. And I'm glad that we have a fourth annual. That means
absolutely.
It's successful.
Yeah.
Or we wouldn't have it.
So, you know, that is going on November 3rd. That is 3 days before the election.
I know.
You know.
It's a busy time of year, isn't it, Ann?
It is. It is. And, of course, I think there's going to be I expect you'll see some politicians out there. Something tells me. Big gathering and people.
we embrace everybody. We're very nonpartisan, and it's going to be all about the animals and the kids and the families and having fun. And I personally started getting asked, when's the dog walk? Back in the summertime. We hadn't even really picked a date yet.
Wow.
So it's something that people look forward to, and that makes me happy to have this sort of event in the community that people are happy to know is going to happen every year.
Sure, absolutely. So you've also got another project you're kicking off here, the calendar.
This is our very first calendar. We've never had one. We've talked about it probably every year, and it's usually too late in the year. But John Holloway approached us back in the summertime, maybe May or June, and said he wanted to do this for us and do a fundraiser. And he had actually approached SPF, Palatability.
Right.
Out of Hodges, and I asked if they would be willing to sponsor the cost of the project, and they agreed to do that. So this is 100% gravy, if you will, for the Humane Society.
Isn't that interesting, SPF, a gravy? Don't
see,
they?
That came out.
Yeah, Karen, you've been working on these lines.
I know. Last night, I rehearsed with my cats as audience. Yes.
Okay.
But, yeah, tongue-in-cheek. They agreed to do that. They've been a strong supporter of ours, and we enjoy a great relationship with SPF. And so this was a great way to be able to step into this, because we could never afford the printing cost, because you're still hoping that you're going to make enough money to pay your cost and then look forward to what funds you get after that. And this is going to be 100% of the proceeds are coming to us. And the pictures are of mostly of adopted animals. There's a couple maybe on the back that haven't been adopted yet, but at the time, some of them hadn't been. They've been adopted since then, so how great is that? So people should be encouraged to get it because they'll be filled with hope, which is the title of the calendar, seeing the faces of these animals, and these are taken at their new homes.
So these are happy pictures.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And like I said, most of these animals live better than I do, and these pictures literally brought a big lump in my throat because to see them, and I saw them at the shelter when you can't help but be concerned and worry and just want them to get the best that there is, and to see it actually come to fruition.
Right.
That's where the reward is, absolutely.
Now, is there a little write-up about the dog with each page?
No, we didn't have room for that. We have been putting ticklers or teasers on the Facebook page created specifically for the calendar, and I solicited some of the owners to send me something.
Mm-hmm.
And so I put a couple out there so far. Dixie is the cover of the calendar, and I asked her owners, the crafts, to send me how she's doing, why they picked her, and I put that out there. And then we had Mr. February. Shadow, the gray cat,
mm-hmm.
had his owner send me something. So that's on our Facebook page as well.
Okay, so there is a separate Facebook page for this.
Yes, yes. And I think it's if the Key and Hope Project or something along those lines, or go to the Humane Society Facebook page,
right.
They'll be able to find that.
Now, so I like the idea of the happy pictures because I tell you what, when on the TV commercials that they have where they show these animals that have been so abused and so... It just gets to you.
I turn the channel
right.
because I just don't need to see that. I'm fully aware.
Right.
And, you know, I understand there's a certain demographic out there that probably needs to know that. But then once you've seen it once, that's
right.
enough.
Exactly. So do we have any, is there any Weimaraners in there?
Not yet, no.
Not yet, no Weimaraners. No. Okay. All right. So this is 12-month calendar.
Yes, it is. Yes. It's a beautiful 12-inch by 12-inch calendar, too. It's really nice quality, high glossy paper. It's a really elegant calendar.
Okay.
It's done in a sepia tone, so it's just beautiful wall calendar.
Hmm. Okay. All right. Now, how much are these calendars going to cost?
$20.
$20.
Yes. And also, we do have certain dates and months marked on the calendar. For instance, April is National Prevention of Animal Abuse Month. We have Adopt a Shelter Dog Month for October.
Okay.
Yeah, we have certain dates that tie in with the animal welfare world marked in there so everybody can know to celebrate along with us.
Absolutely. Well, that's great. Hey, now, if you'd like to give us a call, if you've got a question for Karen while she's here on the air, give us a call, 229-7984. That's 229-7984. And how do you get these calendars?
We will have them available at the reception launch, which is next Thursday, November the 1st, at the Sundance Gallery on Maxwell.
Okay.
And it's going to be from 5 p.m. to 7 p.m. Entry is free, and we're supplying desserts. So it's just going to be a fun time. Come in, pick up as many as you need for Christmas gifts, because these are wonderful Christmas gifts, and you're supporting a local cause right here in your community. And then they'll be available at Uptown Pizzazz, the Shippit Center, of course, the Humane Society and Sundance Gallery after that, and perhaps some other local retailers as well.
Absolutely. And how much do they cost?
$20.
$20.
And there's a receipt on the back if you want to cut that off and save as a tax donation receipt, because we're considering this a $20 donation for, this is their love gift.
Their love gift. All right. So, and how many calendars? We got lots available. I mean,
it's
going to
be limited.
We're
probably going to have about 1,500 available.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, that's not that many when you consider.
Well, we've never
purchase.
Done this before. If we sell out, boy, dog, happy, howdy, yeah.
Okay. So, and these are for 2013, I presume.
Absolutely. Yes. Uh-huh.
Yeah. They
yeah.
start with January, or do they start?
Start with January.
Okay.
And like I said, I can't stress how beautiful the pictures are. They're just astounding.
John Holloway always does an excellent job. Whatever he undertakes, he always does an
excellent
job.
I said, who is that? And when he told me, I thought, oh, my gosh, that is Shadow. It was just amazing.
You mean these are glamour shots?
No, but that would be funny. We could do a cheesy one next time. Yeah, that would be funny. But we're hoping to do this annually as well.
Wow, that sounds great. All right, so that's another good project. So how is the Humane Society faring then?
We have been busy.
We've
been very, very busy, and coming off of summer is always a bit of a challenge financially, to be honest with you, because we've had more animals come through during the summer month. It takes more manpower. It costs more money, needs more supplies. So usually this is a lean time of year for us and a great time for fundraisers. So we're hoping that both of these will be very successful and we can get on through the Christmas holidays and start next year all over again.
Isn't that special?
It's special, Anne.
All right. Well, that's what seems to go on. It seems to be cyclic, doesn't it?
Definitely. And but I have to tell you, you think you've heard it all, seen it all, but you never do. Because every day something new happens, and you think, wow, who would have thunk?
Who would have thunk?
Yeah.
Now, of course, going into the holiday season, since we are not, in fact, Christmas is 2 months away from today.
You're right.
October 25th, November 25th, December 25th. How about adoptions for Christmas dogs and cats? How does that work?
It does spike. It does, and but we're still equally as careful walking through the process. And you know, believe me, if we knew every situation was going to be just glorious, we would just say here. But it doesn't always turn out that way, and we get some returned, and we want to make sure we can avoid that. So we're hoping for a real good adoption period through the holidays, like we enjoy every year.
Right. Sure. So if you'd like to adopt a dog or a cat, all you have to do is go out there to the Humane Society. Now, you have hours where people can come out and check out the pets?
The Adoption Center is open Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. Now, on the day of the dog walk, we will be closed at the Adoption Center for the hours of the dog walk because we will be
that?
Up there. Because we will be there. And we're going to take some dogs with us, and they'll have pretty bright red bandanas that say Adopt Me on them. So you will be able to pick out the ones that are looking for a home.
So, but other than that, you can go out there. It's a great way just to peruse. And this is a process. I mean, you know, even if everything was perfect, you don't just come in and adopt that day.
Sometimes it works, but they have to be spayed or neutered, and most of them are spayed or neutered after they're adopted.
Okay.
We would love to be able to afford to have it done ahead of time, but just not able to do so yet. And you want to take time and make sure it's a good fit, I would think.
Sure.
Of course, there's always that love at first sight moment. But we still want to make sure that go home, think about it, you know.
You know those puppy dog eyes.
Yeah.
They can get you every time.
I know.
And you have to have a little resistance, don't you, to make sure you make that right choice. Yeah, that's what happened to me, puppy dog eyes. Okay, hey, I'm Ann Eller right here with Karen Petty right here on WCRS. We will hear a quick word from our sponsors, and we will be right back.
This year will be a simpler year. One fine gift to last a lifetime from Mother Earth with love. A diamond to light the way and create the energy to keep your love alive. Only at Sharp Facets Gallery, 1220 Bypass 72 Greenwood, 229-6276.
And now, live from Sharp Facets Gallery, it's time for the I Love Ann Show.
Oh, that's right. We're right back here, Sharp Facets Gallery, fast approaching that 10 o'clock hour. I think I'm going to take a moment here and see how gold is doing here. This morning it was up to 1714. Let's see if it's continuing to rise or is it falling back? I have no idea. Let's check it out right now, though, and see where gold is. You know, you can always go to our website, sharpfacetsgallery.com. That's sharpfacetsgallery.com. A lot of new pieces on there. I've also put up a lot of collectible watches. And has the price changed here this morning? Let's see. $17.14. Looks like we're still at the same price and holding. That's a good thing. Got it to sell? Better come see us right here at Sharp Facets Gallery. We'll be opening in just a few minutes. God, this hour has just flown by. 9:50 in the morning, Karen.
And it's still bright and sunny, so I couldn't tell the difference.
It
looks the same.
You know, it is great to be here in the studio, isn't it?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah.
Beautiful sunshine.
Yes, and Gracie has all her accompaniments around here, so people know that she's still here. That's right. But, you know, for those that would like to get involved and help out with the Humane Society, I know that you are always in need of volunteers, and there's always things that people could help out with. What are some of the things that people can help with, Karen?
There's always working with the animals and socializing them, brushing the cats, just spending time with them. We have a pretty slim skeleton staff right now, and so they don't have the time to really socialize, and that's so important to get animals adopted. You don't want them to develop what we call cage craze for dogs, or they start to just digress emotionally, and they can get sick once that happens. So they want to come walk dogs, play with dogs, brush dogs, spend time with the cats, take a nap with the cats. Let me tell you what, that would be my preference. And there's beyond that.
Any pictures of that, Karen?
No, but I can arrange that.
Okay.
doing laundry, mowing the grass. There's things from home you could do. Help us promote things. Get on Facebook. Help promote us, promote our events. Help promote animals.
What is your Facebook page?
I think it's just Humane Society of Greenwood.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
And spread the word. Just let people be aware that, you know, there are a lot of unwanted animals or homeless animals, and it may not be that they're not all unwanted. Some are lost from their owners. Facebook has been a huge help in reuniting owners with their lost dogs. I've been so pleased with this sort of unexpected result of social media, because you can get it out there instantly with pictures, and
sure,
there's thousands and thousands and thousands of people, and we have seen that happen time and time again.
Absolutely. So I hadn't thought about that, but that is a good way. You know, you can find, and people will be alert. You know, getting lost, I think they wander off, though. I don't think,
yeah,
you know, it's the dog's fault. I mean, you know.
Right. It's absolutely. Well, strays just makes it sound like they just fell out of the tree and started walking around, and it's not. They belong to somebody at some point. How long it's been since they were actually with someone who took care of them is unknown a lot of times. But making sure your pets have proper ID. We had a microchip clinic a couple weeks ago, and we chipped over, I think it was 55 dogs and cats. That's great, because if we can not keep them at the shelter, but just have them long enough to find you,
right,
the dog or cat's owner.
Sure.
That would save lives, because we do have animals that are unwanted and don't have the luxury of going back to their owner, and we need that cage space.
Sure, that's true. Should we call them owners or should we call them partners?
I don't know.
Oh, partner.
That's good. I don't like the word owner for that, Anne.
Yeah,
I'm glad
you
said that.
You know, I just was thinking about that, because I don't believe Gracie feels she is owned.
No, she's clearly not owned. I think you are owned.
I am maybe owned. That's right. So maybe we should call it partners, or maybe there should be a better term.
I think that's a really good way. It's coexistence.
Coexistence.
Cohabitating.
Yes. And, you know, you just can't put a price on what our animals, dogs, cats, can do for emotionally. They're always there. They always understand, you know.
Well, nobody except my great-grandmother ever got so excited to see me when I came home, as my pets do. You know,
and they perpetually do it every day.
Like, oh, you came back.
Yeah, that's right.
And it's just, you know, it makes you feel good. It helps your self-esteem, because you don't get that from most people.
That's true. Oh, you're here again.
Yeah, what do you want?
Exactly. So, you know, I had some cute things I've been doing on pets. If you have a pet, if your dog, your cat, whatever, will eat the same food every day and not complain, I mean, who will do that?
Right.
That's a good word.
I think about that, too.
Yeah.
Every time I feed them, I'm like, boy, you guys, I don't know.
You're special.
That's right. You are special.
So, now, volunteering. If somebody is interested in volunteering, whether it's helping with the animals or, as you said, cutting grass or all this kind of stuff, how do they go about volunteering?
We have a volunteer orientation. It's usually the first Saturday of every month, but
our
dog walk is the first Saturday of next month, so it will be November 10th. It's from 9:30 till about 10:15, and you meet at the adoption center. And a staff member will go over just some safety training and go over things that people can do. And there's an application that lists, gosh, about 15, 20 different activities. And so there might be something there you didn't even realize we need help with.
Sure.
It could be data entry. It could be something you want to do at the house. And you may not want to come to the shelter. Well, we can still use your help. Come to fundraisers and volunteer at those. We've got about 25 people outside our staff that's volunteering at the dog walk, and thank God for them, because we couldn't have done it without them.
Absolutely. So there's lots of good ways to do this. You don't have to say, I can't do it. And you know, maybe you'd like to help out, but you wouldn't like to spend time with, like you said, like the animals at the adoption center. So,
well, and I started out as a volunteer.
Yeah. And look what it got you.
That's what I'm trying to say. Exactly. You got to be really, really, really careful what you mark on that form.
Exactly. So what else now, Karen? Any food or any type of quilts or blankets or anything like that you'll
right.
be needing?
Yes, for this time of year, people like to clean out their closets and bring us blankets, sheets, linens, of any rags even, because we need those to clean, and we will accept those gratefully because we need those. And they may get one use depending on how much play they get in the night from the pet.
Right.
But we need that, and we especially need dry puppy food and dry kitten chow.
Now, is there a certain type that you like?
Purina is a good, solid brand, and I'm glad you mentioned that, because we don't want to change their diet too much, because that will result in an upset stomach.
Right.
And we don't want to go there. and some canned food, Friskies canned food, Nine Lives canned food, and then for the dogs, Pedigree canned food. Pedigree's a great brand, too. Whiskas cat food, that would be great, too. And that's pretty much the same quality of food to provide. And we have adult food that we get free from a facility called the Rescue Bank out of Columbia, but they don't have puppy and kitten food, so we are having to buy that. And clay cat litter.
Clay.
We go through about 8,000 pounds a month.
Oh, come on. A month?
A month. We change it every day.
Oh, my God. So, what do you do with it? Here's my question. What do you do with it?
We do nothing with them. The cat is what does it.
No, I'm talking about disposing of 8,000 pounds a month.
We go to the trash every day. We have to go up to the dumpster every day. It's a lot of work. Yeah, I don't think people really understand the amount of detail and work when you have an animal in a cage versus an animal running loose in your home. It's a whole different dynamic and game changer.
8,000 pounds a month.
So that is something that we always need. Not the scoopable, the regular clay cat litter.
That's actually the cheapest one.
It is, right, because we dump it every day, so there's no need to have the scoopable.
Right, okay. So if you are, if you see a deal or you just like to help them out, any of those type of items would be helpful.
Right. We have our wish list on our website. Really, if people go to our website, they can learn about volunteering. They can learn about the events coming up. They can see pictures of available animals. We also, and this is so important, and I'm so glad I just had this memory, we have now posted stray animals on our website.
Okay.
So that people can look if they're missing their pet and they can't get down to the shelter. If you go on our website under the menu option animals, you'll see stray. Mm-hmm. Those are stray and impounded animals. We're trying really hard to get pets back to their owner, partners.
Partners, yeah, there you go. I like that better. Okay. So there are a lot of good information, and the website is?
www.gwdhumanesociety.org.
Okay, so you can go there anytime and check that out. And now, how often do you actually update the animals on your website?
Well, they go as soon as an animal is made available, because they're as soon as they enter the shelter, they're keyed into our software system. As soon as we switch their little code to available, it's instantaneously. We try to get pictures up there as quickly as we can, too. I just uploaded a bunch of new dogs last night.
Okay, so how many dogs do you have on hand, roughly?
I'd say about 85 or 90.
Wow! Yeah. And it's dog adoption
though. That's low. Well,
yeah, 85 or 90 dogs. Now, and how many kittens, cats?
Right now we're at about 75. It'll get down to about 30 once we get really into, hopefully, some cold weather this year.
Yeah, I haven't seen it yet. I think that's keeping everybody outside enjoying this beautiful weather.
I know. And I have to say I love it, too.
Absolutely. It's been fabulous. So these are some of the things. These are a lot of the things that are going on. Go to their website and check out what they have going on, and you'll be able to keep totally adopted. That's GWDHumaneSociety.org. Don't forget, coming up on November 3rd, it's the Heart and Soul Dog Walk. That'll be going on from 11 to 2. The walk actually is at 12. But there's so much more going on. Even if you're not walking and you like dogs, you might just want to come out. And can you, you have to register, though, if you bring a dog.
If you do, yes.
Whether you're walking or not.
Right, right.
Okay. Well, Karen, it has been terrific to have you here today.
Thank you for having me here as well. I always enjoy it.
It's lots of good stuff. Next Thursday is going to be the launch of the new calendar, Hope, at Sundance Gallery.
Yes.
Okay, so that'll be a fun, fun, fun event. So it's all going to the dogs and the cats, too. Hey, I'm Ann Eller right here on WCRS right here in Greenwood. Bye-bye, everybody. Bye, Karen.
Bye. It would be